Gemara in Sukkah seems to say pretty clear that Laila Rishayna, the Gemara is mechabding Laila Rishayna and the rest of Yantav. That Laila Rishayna there's a chayv to eat in the Sukkah, and Kol HaChag, the Gemara's lashon is Ibay Achol, Ibay Layachol. The Rishayim are all bothered by a problem where the Gemara Bracha says that we know that the halacha is if someone forgets the Aviyavai on Yom Tov, you have to bench again. The understanding is because there's a Chayv Asudan, there's a Chayv Tid Pas. Since you have a Chayv Tid Pas, Mela the Aviyavai is called a Chayv, Mela the Aviyavai is makiv in the benching. So that means it comes out there's a Chayv to eat in the Sukkah, even not Laila Rishayna. So how could the Gemara by us say, when it comes to Laila Rishayna, you have to eat in the Sukkah, but the rest of Yom Tov, the rest of Yom Tov, you also have to eat a share that's Chayv Bechamazin, you have to eat in the Sukkah. And the Mela, why are we saying that the rest of Yom Tov, you have Yibay Yachal, Yibay Yachal? This is the question that will cross the board all the Rishayna are bothered by. The Kitzah, maybe there are more, but very clear we have, I think, four different Mahalchim in the Rishayna, going very different ways to answer this kasha. Taisus goes so wide to say that when the Gemara says that Yalvi Yavai is the ikuv because you have a chiv suda, it means only the first night of Pesach and only the first night of Sukkot. Not Shavuos and not any other day of Pesach, not any other day of Sukkot, because be'etim mitzad yontif, you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat bread. You can eat peiris, you can eat basa, you can eat other stuff. So there is no chiv pas between Mechayv Bech Samazin, and the only time it's Likuvah Yalvi Yavai would be the first night of Pesach and first night of Sukkot. All the other Rishonim are not masking to this, and Achas to this, and Pashta Gemara is Mashma Olyim Taivim. It's not Mashma only referring to the first night of Sukkot, the first night of Pesach, Shavuos, Mechadah, and Abdalacha. They're very unhappy with this. And a lot of Rishonim answer that the Chiv Sukkah needs Kebeya V'yaisa, and the Chiv Bech Samazin is already enough Kezayas. So what the Gemara is saying is, Avadah is the Chiv Pas. And Avada Ibay Achal Ibay Achal doesn't mean you have to eat pas. You have to eat pas. It means Ibay Achal a shear that's Mechayev Sukkah, the Hainu a Kebeya, that you have the first, or a whole yant if you have Ibay Achal Ibay Achal. Mashenki, the first night, you have a Chiv, either you have a Chiv Kebeya or you have a Chiv Kezayas, and that's Keva because of the mitzvah, because of the Chiv of Tesav Tezvav. Maybe the first night, you have to eat a shear that's Mechayev and Sukkah. Mashenki, the rest of yant is true, you have to eat pas. And that's why you're going to have to bench over again if you don't say Alvi Yavai, but there's no chiv to eat an amount that has a chiv of Sukkah. And the other two Mahalchim, the Rishonim get into Mitztayah, and there's two different Eschayis in the Rishonim, which has a totally big, nafkamin. Both Mahalchim are going that the answer that we're saying is that you're right. You have a chiv to eat pas every day on Tef. And that's mechayev. And really, so about you have to eat pas, that would really be mechayev in sukkah, a whole yantif. Just, maybe either because you have to eat a kezayis, once you have to eat a kezayis, that's going to make it keva, of the suda, the male, or you have to eat more than a kezayis on suda, whatever the word is, but you have to, you're going to have to eat an amount of pas that would be chayev in sukkah. So what does the Gemara mean, the rest of the yantif, yibayachal, yibayachal? The Gemara means if it's raining, or any other mitzvah. If you're a mitzvahyer, so that's the chayev. So the standard way to go is, that's the shita that we know with Chayishvah, is that when it's raining, a whole yontif, you have a turm teshkain to do, you have a turm mitzvah. We looked the last few weeks, you have a turm mitzvah. Hashem, the first night, there's no turm mitzvah. And the Mela, the first night, there's no ibay achli bay l'achl when you're a mitzvah. The rest of yontif, when you're a mitzvah, you have ibay achli bay l'achl. The first night, a mitzvah is chayiv. And the Mela, you have to eat pas, even in an oifen that it's raining and you're a mitzvah. The other way to go into Rishonim is going with this answer that there's no chiv to eat in a sukkah when it's raining. That's not a mitzvah sukkah. It's a joke. It's not kane tadudu. You're not getting a mitzvah. Avada, you have a chiv pas al yontif. And that's a b'chayiv, a sheer pas that would be chayiv in a sukkah. But if it's raining, so you put from sukkah. So what are you going to do? You can eat in your house. Okay, so now I'm going to eat in my house. Now I ate a shear. I was yoytz my mitzvah suda. Now it stops raining. Do I have to go into sukkah to eat? Gishmak. If your whole, the rest of yontif, you don't have to go into the sukkah. Why do you have to go into your sukkah? I had a chiv pas of yontif. I ate pas. I ate in my living room. And I was yoytz my beautiful simchas yontif, the suda's yontif, in my house. Masha'enki, in the first night, After my suda, I have a chiyuv now to go back into the sukkah to be mekayim. By the way, it's raining, I can't do that because I'm a torah mitzdaya. But I would have a chiyuv now to go back into my sukkah and eat a kezayis, or actually kebeya, eat a kebeya, for sure kebeya, eat a kebeya in my sukkah for the mitzvah of sukkah. So that's what it means, yibayachli bayloyachli, means after it stops raining and you eat your suda, the whole yom to be bayachli, another kebeya in the sukkah or not, the first night, you have to go into the sukkah to eat a kebeya. These are the four mahalchim in the Rishayim. The Ramah, in the simple taich of the Ramah seems to say, Dr. Ramah, v'chol zedavka b'shayom dev term mitztaya, avo layla harishayna tzorech lecho kezayis v'sukkah afim shamim yardim. I read this Ramah, I think a lot of Pais can do, that the Ramah means this b'chayish for the sheet and Rishonim, that there's no p'tur mitztaya the first night. That's a simple reading of the Ramah. Tzorech lecho kezayis v'sukkah afim shamim yardim. Because there's no p'tur mitztaya the first night. The Goyin doesn't learn Ramah that way. The Goyin says, the Ramah means the sheet of the Rishonim, that if it's raining, so you can eat in your house. But there's still going to be a chiyuv sukkah if it stops raining to go back into your sukkah to eat a kezayis, eat a kebeya. Meaning, avada, when it's raining, you're pata. There's no chiyuv sukkah when it's raining. It's not kain taduru, it's ancient sukkah love, the going uses the shvach. It's raining. There's no sukkah. There's no sukkah to do. So what the Ramah means to say is, even if in the Zman HaSuda, it's kshamim is yardin, so you can go in your house. So now in your house, great, and you yotzi sudas yontif, very good. But when it stops raining, do you have to go back into your sukkah a whole yontif? Not the first night of sukkahs.
Yeah.
And not the simple reading. What?
The whole sukkah starts, if it rains, you go out, you don't have to go back to the middle of the meal. You have to go back to the middle of the meal.
I don't have to go back to the middle of the meal, but you have to go into eat a kezayis. You have to eat a kezayis, yeah. You have to go in. I mean a kebeya. You have to go into eat a kebeya. Even if you have to eat, that's done. You have to mitzvah to eat a kebeya. Okay. So, just what I want to try to be masbit over here is this, and maybe some one or two things that come out memela, is how is it shayach to have the shita, which the Goyin says is shita samachaba. The Goyin says the machaba argues on this Ramah. The way the Goyin learns the Ramah, all the Ramah means is that when the meal's over, you, now it stops raining. So okay, you have a mitzvah sukkah. You gotta go eat in your sukkah. How's it shayach to argue on that? Why is that pashut? There's a chiv tazov tazov that's mechayev chivas kezayis in the sukkah. So let's go. There's a p'tur mitztaya even. The chiv tazov tazvav is mechayiv mitzvah sukkah. Normally mitzvah sukkah is yibayachim yibayachim. Tazov tazvav, let's go back, right? We know the mitzvah be'avtachel, there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah for 7 days, but it's not a chiv. So it's a mitzvah. If you eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. But then there's a drasha tazov tazvav, just like mass is a chiv, so there's a chiv the first night, there's a chiv, and for the chiv tazov tazvav, that you have to eat in the sukkah also the first night. That's the Gemara. Okay? So now there's a shayach and rishayim if you have a tur mitztaya the first night. What's neschayev al tazvav tazvav? You have a tur mitztaya, which we'll explain in a second maybe what the tzadim are. Do you have a tur mitztaya? Okay, yeah or not? So let's go, yeah, have a tur mitztaya. So you're training, I can't, I'm a potter, so I eat in my house. Now it stops raining. I have a chiv tazvav tazvav to eat a kezayis in the sukkah. Why should I go into the sukkah and I eat my tazvav tazvav? What's my ptur? What? What? Can you? Okay, one second. Okay, we'll get there. That's pashut. That's the chayyur when you have a chiyuv to the sukkah. You got to go to the sukkah. So why shouldn't you go to the sukkah? That's what needs to be explained there. So in the mechayiv of tezvav, there seem to be three mahalchim in the Rishayim. What the gedda of what tazvav tazvav is mechayev, and we'll see a lot of nafkaminas that come out according to all these studies. The most simple way to go is that tazvav tazvav is mechayev, just like there's a mitzvah of matzah on Pesach, there's a mitzvah of sukkah on sukkahs. So tazvav tazvav says, just like the chiyuv of matzah, the first night of Pesach, is a choyt, so too the chiyuv of sukkah on the first night is a choyt. That's the simple way. We're not machadish new mitzvahs over here. We're not machadish anything new. It's telling you, pashtus, the mitzvah of sukkah is rishus. If you do it, you have to eat in a sukkah, but you don't have to eat. Just like matzah all shiva, but just like by matzah, there's a choyt matzah the first night, so the mitzvah matzah is a choyt the first night, so too the mitzvah of sukkah is a choyt the first night. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah of sukkah stays for shiva's yom. That's the pashtus. And therefore, I have a chiv to mekayim my mitzvah of sukkah the first night. So again, if it stops raining, of course I just have to go back into the sukkah. That's the pashtus. Now, pashtus you say about the pturim mitzvah also, because all Tezov said was it was mechayiv you to do your mitzvah of sukkah teshuv. Normally, the sukkah teshuv was a rishus. If you eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. Now it's a chiv. But what's the chiv? Teshuv came to do. Teshuv came to do as a pturim mitzvah. So there's a tzad, there's a nusach of the Rishonim. The same way you learn out from matzah that there's a chiv, you also learn out from matzah that there's no pturim mitzvah. That's the lashon of the Rishonim. Mishmu quotes that lashon. That we goof learn out from matzah that there is no pturim mitzvah. Just like matzah is a pturim mitzvah, sukkah doesn't have a pturim mitzvah. Now, l'chayre, this tzad only makes sense to say if you say that the pturim that a mitzvah is potter in the sukkah is just like a pturim ba'alma. If the cheftza of the mitzvah is living kain toduru, and if you're not living kain toduru, it's not the mitzvah. So you're going to learn from matzah there's no pturim mitzvah. The mitzvah is a yeshiva kain toduru. To say this sad, you have to say that the mitzvah is living in the sukkah. There's a kain tzestation which you dash kain toduru. So we have a pturim mitzvah. Okay, the first night you lost your pturim, but if it's the tzuras a mitzvah, if it's the cheftz of the mitzvah, a choy wouldn't pass. We'll get there. Now, according to this way, we're learning that by the pasha should be, you should have to eat a kebeya. Because it's b'chayiv mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah. And yeshiva sukkah is only kebeya b'yaisa. And that mishmur brings many rishonim that hold that by the first night you have to eat a kebeya b'yaisa. The tzad to say now like that would be that once you became this chayiv, so then you, by giving a kezayis would be enough. Because once you have a chayiv to do it, it becomes kebeya. So maybe you only have to learn from matzah. In other words, there's no shir kebeya v'yaisa also. The shir is what's kviyas. So what's kviyas is kebeya v'yaisa. But if by giving a kezayis, which is like matzah, it's going to become a choyv, and that's going to have a shem keba, so then it could be enough to get a kezayis. So again, it would make sense to say you need kebeya v'yaisa, because that's the standard chiv and sukkah. Maybe the fact that you have a mechayiv, but you're going to have a kebeya. But here, nafkamina would be, but there's a beautiful piece from Bachbeh, where Bachbeh says, nafkamina would be, according to this sad, there would be no din mitzvah of avera in matzah gzula, in pas gzula. We know that if matzah gzula is mafurish, you have din mitzvah of avera. So Zachter Bachbeh, that when the mitzvah is a mitzvah achila, so the achila is the gufa mitzvah, so if the gufa mitzvah is being done, aydein avera, you have din mitzvah of avera. But Zokter Bachbeh, on this tzad, the gufa mitzvah is not the achila. Achila is just a chetimtza how to get a yeshiva sukkah. The mitzvah is teshvu. The sukkah is teshvu. The achila is not more than a chetimtza that duch my achila I have a yeshiva. But the etzem achila is not the ma'isa mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah by from keva. Memela Zokter Bachbeh, you wouldn't have a dinner mitzvah of a bear in such a case. You could clear if you would have a din of Litei Oven. So before Pesach, you're not supposed to eat from Plaga Mincha, or even from Chatzayit, different cheetahs, so you should eat the matzah with the oven. Are you going to have that halacha the first night of Sukkot? If the mitzvah is a mitzvah achila, so pashas, you're going to have it. But the way we're going at it, the mitzvah is a mitzvah yeshiva, and achila is just a chetimtza, so yesh lacha. Do you say, vibata, I'm getting the kfiyas to achila, so let it be the oven? Or no, vibata, the achila is not the mamish, the chefza of the mitzvah, could be it doesn't pass into the oven, yesh lacha b'zeh. Okay. What? Okay. Maybe you have a right from to one of these stadim. That's the shayla. Okay, that's one way to go. There's another way to go to say that no. There's a mitzvah besukas teshuv shivas yam. That's a mitzvah teshuv kain toduru, and that's a mitzvah yeshiva. Tezov is v'chayev and I mitzvah. It's mechayev a mitzvah achila. There's a new mitzvah. We don't have this mitzvah of sukkahs. Achila the sukkah. Don't be achila the sukkah. Mitzvah to live in a sukkah. The sukkah is teshuv. Kriyas in the sukkah. Achilu zechtimsa have on kriyas. There's a mitzvah of e-matzah. Tezvav says, just like there's a mitzvah of eating this type of pas. Pesach has to have oini else. It's cheshbonis, but you have to have pas. So too there's a mitzvah achilu b'sukkah. That means it's interesting how it goes. Since it's sukkahs, and sukkahs, the achil is done in a sukkah. So the, what we learn out of Tezvav is that there's a new mitzvah achil of the sukkah. It's not the mitzvah sukkah station for Yom. It's a mitzvah achil of the sukkah. It's a mitzvah achil. And a male is pashit at the oven. It's pashit. You're gonna have mitzvah of avera. And pashtus, you're not gonna have a mitzvah. Because it's a new mitzvah, and pashtus the is gonna be kazayit. That's a Bukhbir second side, and that's what he says in this side about you have a two mitzvah over there, he only has a mitzvah over there. And that's these are a Bukhbir two studen in what Tezvav is Mechayev. But both of these studen gave you Chiv in the Sukkah. And therefore, in both of these studen, it's Pashit that if it stops raining, if you held that there was a Ptur Mitzvah, so once it stops raining, you have to go back into the Sukkah. The Nafkamina is, again, is the mitzvah basukh teshvu and achil is just a chetimsa. Therefore, you can have a lot of Nafkaminas that you have by matzah, mashal, by matzah, it has to be lachem. Does the bread have to be lachem by this mitzvah? So again, if it's just a chetimsa, so there's no dinim in the bread. Because the bread is just a chetimsa to have a yeshiva. But if we're learning from matzah, a mitzvah sachila, so just like by matzah, is a din, has to be lachem, could be, the pas has to be lachem by sukkah. All these different stardom. The shear also, again, it's possible the shear is going to be gazayis according to this. If the mitzvah is a station, so then Avadi can hear it said that the mitzvah is going to need a kebaya. The third side is what you were saying before, which Grad the Mashal says, and first the Mashal, like you're saying, but many Rishonim say not like that, but we're going to have now a Rishon that says like this Mashal, and that's the going is running up, that's Shitz HaMachaba. The third side is, that Tezvav is Mechayev and I mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah that was no mitzvah matzah. What's the mitzvah of matzah? You don't eat matzah in a sukkah. The mitzvah is to eat a kezayis pas. Okay, matzah has lechemoni. There's no eating a lechemoni on sukkah. So we learn out that you're supposed to eat just like you have a chiv to eat a kezayis matzah on Pesach. So you have a chiv to eat kezayis pas on sukkahs. This that we go into a sukkah is only because once you have a chiv to eat a kezayis pas, so it gets a shem keva. Now, gradu, we have a zaytik mitzvah of sukkah say shivas yamim that says that whenever you're eating kezayis a kfiyas a pas, you better do it in a sukkah. Maybe you have to do it in the sukkah, but it has nothing to do with tezvav. Tezvav is mechayev a mitzvah achiva, nothing more. If that's the case, so now let's say it's raining, so you can't go into the sukkah. You have to mitzvah. The sukkahs, according to this, it's partially different to mitzvah. The only mitzvah you have in sukkah is the sukkah station of Yom. Tezvav doesn't talk about a sukkah. Tezvav talks about achila. So the sukkah you pass it from. So you eat in your house. Now you did your yontif, you ate your sudas yontif, you had your tezvav, you finish your meal. Now it stops raining. To go to the sukkah, you buy yachal, you buy yachal. And the Goyim says, that's shittas hamachaba. I don't have to go into the sukkah. What are you going to the sukkah for? Tezvav, I kept asking, what do you have a chiv, tezvav? No, tezvav doesn't talk about sukkahs at all. Tezvav says, chiv, achilu, yeit, achilu. And that would be this fourth sheet in the Rishonim, which the Goyim Grad says, the Mechaba holds like. If you learn the Ramah, not like the Goyim, if you learn the Ramah, that the Ramah meant to say, you have a mitzvah to eat even while it's raining, then the Mechaba just argues on that. You don't have no right the Mechaba holds like this shita. The way to go in Zonim, you have a right of Mechaba holds like this fourth shita. But this would be the other way to go, that the mitzvah of Tezvav is b'cholal not talking to the sukkah. It's a mitzvah achil. There's another big nafkamina between these three tzadim. That what? I don't know. I'm saying, I don't know. Let's say a guy ate. Let's say a guy right before sukkah ate a big meal. Now he's perfectly full, so he doesn't have to go to the sukkah. Is he a tum mitzdaya? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Possibly. Another nafkamina maybe in this study you can clear is on the night of Pesach. You're not going to put like a tavlin on your bread, on your matzah, because it's mevatel the tamatzah. So you want to know, it would be negeya. So again, this shaila is only negeya if you're learning a mitzvah chila. If you're learning a mitzvah chila's path to the first night of Sukkot, so then you could start claiming basra path. If you put other stuff on it, it's going to ruin the shame path. Maybe that's a problem. Hashem, if it's just a chitimtza, then l'chayr, it shouldn't be enough. Okay. Two other nekudas. Just, I want to try to explain the Weltschwer Mishneh Berurah maybe, and then talk about just when it's raining, how anhaga and why we're doing it. It's just not as simple as we think. No, it would be true. The first, that would be definitely between the last two and the first. The Mishneh Berurah has a suffix. Read the lashon inside. Look at Mishneh Berurah. Nistapakti. Lefi ma sheyidu adas agra. The mitzvah lecho matzah kol shivas yimei pesach. Kipashtei dekra. Shivas yom techo matzahs. Look at the mitzvah say rak be'erev. Ma she'en kein achakach hu rak mitzvah ba'alma. Look at the efshah. Who had in Hacha mitzvah chetchil lecha pas kol shivas yom uvarach leisha v'saka. Shavur says that we know the going by matzah, that even though the Gemara is a drasha, that there's no chiv matzah all zayin, just the first night is a chiv. Zok the going, the rest of yontif, it's not in gantz or nothing, since the pasuk did use a lasha of shivas yom techo matzahs, to go to einim against neputei, and there's a kiyam mitzvah all 7 days. That's the Goyin's Chiddush. So, Kolet Mishneh Berurah, the same way we say Tazov, Tazov, is Machayev and Achilu, the Sukkah, the first night, is it also going to give you this mitzvah? That means he has a tzad, and it's Rishonim like that, that Tazov, Tazov applies to all 7 days of Sukkah, not just to the first night. So, are you going to say that Tazov, Tazov is going to give you a mitzvah, a Kiyama mitzvah, all 7 days of Sukkah, just like he gave you a Kiyama mitzvah of all 7 days of Matzah? That's the words of the Mishneh Berurah. Everybody jumps all over the Mishneh Berurah and says, what is he talking about? That by matzah there's a meat that was mafkir, the mitzvah. So I needed to go into the emek yetzei pshutei. Sukkot doesn't have a meat. Sukkot, we know that if you're on the fourth day of Sukkot, you eat a kebeya in the Sukkot, you make a leisha for Sukkot. Why? No grain. I don't hold that a grain. I hold, like, all the whoever argues in the grain, he also makes a bracha on Sukkot the fourth night of Sukkot, the fourth day of Sukkot. Why? Because every time you go into Sukkot, there's a mitzvah. The whole shayla by matzah is when there's a meat, I need a grow to say emek yetzei pshutei. But there's no meat by Sukkot. So the male is partially have a kima mitzvah. What's the Mishabur clearing? It's partially have a mitzvah, it's partially make a bracha. What's he talking about? And also, why did he drip ulavarech leisha v'sukkah? Why is he jumping into the bracha? He says, Efshe, hu adin hacha, mitzvah l'chetchila lecha paskol shiva ulavarech leisha v'sukkah. What does he want? So I think according to the tzadn we had before, there's a geshmak way of understanding the suffix of Mishabur. The mitzvah of sukkah is v'sukkah teishu shivas yamin. It's a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. And yeshiva sukkah is kibbeh. Because there's no mitzvah sachila, the mitzvah is kviyas in the sukkah. And kviyas in the sukkah is only a beya. There is no kiyam of achila. Achila is just a chitim to have a kviyas. The first night of sukkahs, we have a tzad that tezvav tezvav is mechayev and naya mitzvah. Naya mitzvah. Not pasukkah station. A mitzvah of achila. And maybe the sheyev kizayis. It's mechayev a mitzvah. And l'chayev there's no p'tur mitzayel. Pashtus. So new mitzvah achila was l'atzah for matzah. Klat the Mishneh Berurah, loit the goyim, that there's a kiyam of matzah kol shiva, if there's a tzad, which he has a tzad, and there's a rishayim like that, that the zvot tzvot applies to all 7 days of Pesach. So let's learn out that the second day of Sukkot has a kiyam of achila, not pasukas teshuv, a kiyam of achila, a new mechayev, new mitzvah, not a mechayev, it's only a kiyam, but just like matzah, the first night is a chiyam of achila, and the rest of the other day is a kiyam of achila, so to sukkis, the first night is a new mitzvah of achila, not pasukas teshuv, naya achila, which is new dinim. And who are then the rest of the other clothes, Mishru, like the gra, maybe there's a kiyam of achila besukkah. Why does Mishmur stress levarech? When he needs to be mechadish, you'd make a bracha on a kezayis. Because on this mitzvah, you don't need teshvu, you don't need kviyas, you just need achila. How are you, Lada?
Well,
It's a kiyum. It's not a chiyum. It's a kiyum. No itzah to add out of the sukkah. It's a kiyum mitzvah if you do it. But if I do it, I get a mitzvah. And I'll come at a chinish gadol ad ma'oid. According to this sad, where pashas, if it's a new mitzvah, there's no ptum mitzvah. So even though it says someone eats in the rain, he's a head yet, but like this sad in the gra, there's going to be a kiyum asay of a kezayis in a sukkah, even in the rain. You're not going to be a pashas, you're not going to be a head yet. And yeah, but again, so la halacha, we're not going to make a bracha. That's maybe why we don't do it. I'm chayish for tzad hedid, because the Mishnah explains that tzad hedid is a bittel simchas yontif. So there's this involved. The vart is because first of all, the Mishnah is mesupik. If tzvav tzvav, pashas tzvav, if tzvav tzvav applies to all days or only the first night, and is the gra right? People argue on the gra. Mishnah is bringing out a gishmak tzad. If shaloit the gra, you have tzvav tzvav. What's a negeya? It's negeya avel. It's negeya. You have a mitzvah. A new mitzvah zachila, not a mitzvah teshu. A new mitzvah zachila. The mail of the shi is going to be kazayit, and the mail could be over to mitzvah. Gevaldik chedushim. Maybe it's talking being mitzvah of a lot of things. I think it's a geshmak pshat, and it's going to mishmur. That's why he drukes levarich, because he's being mechadish atzad. He can even make a bracha on a kazayit.
The first
yeah, but he doesn't go with that. He doesn't go with that. Mishmur never go with that. That's a mashal chedush.
Oh.
In chenamim. That's a. There would be a shita like that, but not in the Bia, not in the Mishavuru. You're right. It would be such a tzad. Okay. You have an extra stuff to throw in. Okay, the last thing is, what happens, we know, the first night, a sukkah is coming from shul and training. So we have a problem. What do you do? So Mishavuru first brings a scary din from the Chayadim, we got to wait till Chatzais. And he gets a little light on you, and he says, "Ashor shtayim, an hour, 2 hours." And the shartin, he says, "If you have guests, and he's an ani for sure, you have a stock about ta'acha, don't wait at all. That's a deraisa. That's it." So, why are we waiting? So let's just stop the beginning. I'm a simple eitzah. Let's not wait. I'll take care of all the problems. Right? What's the simple eitzah? Eat in my house. What's our problem? It's raining, I'm potter. Obviously, we're worried for the Shita, which is not the way to go into Ramah, but we're worried for Pshat and Ramah, that Ramah holds that there's no Ptum Mitzvah the first night. According to the girls, Ramah, there's no problem. You're allowed to eat now, with Tchila. But we're worried that there's no Ptum Mitzvah the first night. That's what we're worried about. So we're waiting, hopefully we'll stop raining, so you'll be able to go to the end of the sukkah. So don't jump on me, because let me finish my sentence. So I would say, my eighth would be, let's see which way to go first, 1 second. Right, my eighth would be, go into my house, make kiddush. What? Can you? I don't hear you. No, I don't want to start on my sukkah yet. Wait. Give me a chance. Wait a second. I've chiv to eat a kezayis in my sukkah. I have to eat it the first second. It's a mitzvah. I have a chiv. Wait. Slow. I said give that. Give me a chance. I don't start them. I'm trying to get there. Let's see. My eighth would be, I'm going to go into my house. I'm going to eat my meal in my house. And I'll look outside. If it stops raining, great. I'll go back to the sukkah and I'll make a lashon b'sukkah, and great. If it never stops raining, I'll go back to the sukkah and eat a kezayis or eat a kebay in the sukkah without a lashon b'sukkah. I can't make a lashon b'sukkah because I have to be chayish for the shittas that there is a ptum inside the first night. I can't not go into the sukkah because I have to be chayish for the shittas that there's no ptum inside the first night. So I'll eat my meal in my house. I don't want to wait. I'm starving. I'm not waiting. And I'll do everything I can in my house. And then I'll either it stops raining and I'll go to the sukkah and make a bracha, or I'll go to the sukkah without a bracha. Everything sounds great. So the Ayin was bringing up two tzadim why it's not great. One side is that the Baal Avachit tzvav to eat in the sukkah. They're being mechadish now, which is not so pashut, I think. I don't know how to be mevarad, it's clear. But they're saying that the Baal have a mitzvah to eat a kezayis. So if I eat out of the sukkah, it's a bitl asay. Bitl asay would be if I'm choyv everything I eat, I have to eat in the sukkah. So if I do add a sukkah mitzvah, let's say, here, I have to eat a kazayis sometime tonight in the sukkah. I'll do it later. You're not. Right. So that's called a bitla. What's a bitla say? Why is that a bitla say? I'm going to eat. I'm zvizim yumitzis. I can't go into the sukkah now. I'm a zoriz, but it's raining. So I said, well, I'm going like this twice. I don't have to do it. So pashas again. It says a bitla say is the chiddush gadol needs a raya. I think if anything, there's a raya in Pesachim, not like that. Another tzad, why maybe it's not a chetchila, is maybe the problem which we all dealt with this sukkah on Shavuos, on Rosh Hashanah, that eating before mitzvah. I have a mitzvah sachila kezayis. So how am I allowed to have a suda before I do the mitzvah of mitzvah sachila? You're not allowed to eat a suda before you do a mitzvah. The Paiskim don't say any of these reasons. The Paiskim say the problem is that you goyrim an extra shachiyah. This is the chayodim of chayaka say. That if you're going to go into the house, you're going to make kiddush in the house, you're going to make a shachiyonu. Normally we make a shachiyonu, we take care, we kill two birds with one stone. We make a shachiyonu on the yontif and on the sukkah. So you only make one shachiyonu. Now you can make a shachiyonu on the yontif in your house, and then when you go late into the sukkah, if it's, you're going to make a shachiyonu in the sukkah. You could even do it when it's raining. Because when you make a shachiyonu in the sukkah, even on it's raining, you don't have the mitzvah, it's like going to asiyah, so it's like a shachiyonu goes on the asiyah sukkah, so that's fine. But in the house, you can't make an asiyah. You have to be shaykh to the binyan to make an asiyah. Even if you have the mitzvah, you have to be in the sukkah. So they're going to say the whole problem, no one will be waiting an hour, 2 hours, because see, goyim brachsh in a tricha. Well, I don't know, when someone's a little hungry, it says in halacha and brachas that if you're going to eat, you're going to wash. And there's another food here that if you wash, you're not going to make a bracha in the food, but you're not holding my washing. If you're very hungry, then that's a word about tricha. You can eat it. If you're not so hungry, I don't know, usually after the whole Erev Yontif, everyone's starving, you're making me wait an hour or two because the brachshe and tzicha that you're going to cause me to make an extra shachiyon. It's chadash, let me just be honest, and I didn't even think through, I don't know, why is it so pasha that, why can I wait with my shachiyon? I have to make a shachiyon by kiddush on this man, on the Yontif, like it's a chiv, you're not going to push it off, and maybe I don't make my shachiyon, wait till later to make a shachiyon. Okay, so what's the problem, so why can I wait? What?
Why are you allowed to make it then? If you're allowed to wait, why are you allowed to make it before you drink? Any time.
Why am I allowed to make it? Mean by kiddush? Yeah. You're doing it on the kais. You're doing it on the kais. So it's shaykh to the kais. Not allowed to wait. I don't know. I'm just busting the oirah. The kais, they don't have this eight to wait. I would have said wait and do the shachiyonu later once. This is their problem. What? I'm telling you, this, it's so funny. This whole waiting is this about. So, 1 second. So, therefore, this eitzah is off. So, what do we do? So, I'll tell you what we're going to do. And then, for some reason, that's also not the other day. So, what we do is, we go into the sukkah. We make kiddush in the sukkah. What's our goal? Our goal is to make a shechiyanu in the sukkah. So, I'm telling you, the whole problem of the Pesachim is, you might have a shechiyanu. So, now they say, you know, you're not allowed to do that. So, what we do is, now, you're not allowed to have the suda. First, and at the end of the sukkah, go back to the sukkah to eat your gezayis, because then you have to make two shachiyonos. So we go into the sukkah, we make kiddush, we make a shachiyonu, even if the Ptur Mitztaya is like going me'asir, so I have my one shachiyonu, I eat my gezayis, and then I go into my house. Okay, so great. So now my mamash, I'm good. On the tzad, I have a Ptur Mitztaya, so I'm potter, so I can eat in my house. On the tzad, I don't have a Ptur Mitztaya, I would get to my mitzvah. So why did I have to wait? Just do that. They hear the answer, this is pasha, this is not good. Because here you ate you. There's a tzad that you have a chiyuv tesvav, and eating in the sukkah and you're not making a bracha. That means on the tzad that there's no ptur mitztaya, you have a chiyuv leishiv b'sukkah. So you, but I'm not going to make a leishiv b'sukkah. Maybe I have a ptur mitztaya. So my problem over here is I'm doing a suffic a mitzvah. I'm doing a suffic mitzvah without a bracha. Which that's the halacha. You don't make a bracha, but no, it's not good. My son is a tzad that needs a bracha. So even though my din would be not to make a bracha, but it's not, I have to wait an hour, 2 hours, so I shouldn't do a suffic mitzvah without a bracha on the mitzvah. You find like by B'dikas Chometz, one reason not to do B'dikas Lel Yud Gimel is because you're not going to make a bracha. I didn't want to make a bracha, but Lamaisi, there's a chesaron of doing mitzvah without a bracha. The Shai Tzion says, therefore, if you're far away, come back. You know, I once used to have done fine, I was by Mishrezas. It's an hour and 45 minutes. So I was going to make the vika, see, drive back. make the bedikah bezman, make a bracha. Try back, because you're now 40 minutes away. I'm just saying, but there is a chayma of you have to of doing a mitzvah out of bracha. Here's the extra chidush, it's a suffix mitzvah, but even a suffix out of bracha. So kumtais, the eitzah that we do not to be marvin shechiyonus is the eitzah to do, but it puts us in a position that we're doing a suffix mitzvah out of bracha, so it's not a chidchila. And memela, it says to wait 1 hour, 2 hours until chatzais. And not to do the eitzah of just having the suda and going in later, because that's the ma'ar b'shachiyanu. Again, we're just being ma'ar, why couldn't you wait for the shachiyanu and do the shachiyanu later? He has different eitzah, maybe you have different food to make the shachiyanu later, I don't know. And the chiddush that you're waiting so long just because you're doing a suffix mitzvah without a bracha is a chiddush. But that is the reason why we're waiting, and that's the side of Zalacha. It appears at least from the Chayyadam that I saw inside, and I saw quoted the B'chi Yaakov makes the same chesh, but I didn't see it inside. At least from the Chayyadam, all this seems to be what's going on. Okay. Anyway, maybe I'm coming up.
Ron, the Rishonim will say that it's coming to us.